I want to read the text that was read by the Boatwrights earlier this evening again, but I want to read it from the Message translation. The Word was first, the Word present to God, God present to the Word. The Word was God in readiness for God from day one. Everything was created through Him. Nothing, not one thing, came into being without Him. What came into existence was life, and the life was light to live by. The life light blazed out of the darkness. The darkness couldn't put it out. The Word became flesh and blood and moved into the neighborhood. We saw the glory with our own eyes, the one-of-a-kind glory, like Father, like Son, generous and gracious, inside and out, true from start to finish. God moved into the neighborhood. So I don't know if this happened for the Carlsons, but oftentimes when we move into a new neighborhood, what happens? The people in the neighborhood may come over and bring us gifts or welcome us in some way or another. Not too long ago, a young couple moved into our neighborhood, and I was really impressed because what they did is rather than waiting for people to come to them, they went and they started bringing gifts and introducing themselves to all the different people in the neighborhood and throwing a party and inviting people to come to it. That's what God does in Jesus. He moves into our neighborhood. He doesn't wait for us to come to Him. And He brings gifts. The first gift He brings is He shows us what God is like. Oftentimes we think about Jesus is like God. But the Bible says something different. That God is like Jesus. If we want to know what God is like, look at Jesus. Jesus says, if you've seen me, you've seen the Father. The book of Hebrews says that Jesus is the exact representation of God. He's not a metaphor. He's not a kind of an imperfect image. He's the perfect image of God. He tells us what God is like. And this text from John tells us several things about Jesus and what He's like. He brings grace and truth. Now, I don't know about you, but I'm very aware, as a pastor, I'm very aware of the brokenness of life. There is not a week that goes by that I don't interact with people who are broken in some way or another. They have broken families. They have a divorce that's happening. They have broken bodies. They have broken relationships. They're dealing with different issues like finances and jobs and a variety of things. And into that brokenness, God enters into that with us. And He does that through Jesus. Jesus is God coming to be with us in our neighborhood. The neighborhood of our brokenness, the neighborhood of our darkness, and He brings light and life. He moves into the neighborhood of our confusion. As a pastor, one of the things I'm very aware of is people are confused a lot. I don't know what to do. I don't know where to turn. I don't know what's coming next. And the story of Jesus that's told in Scripture, His life lived out among us, is the story of God moving into the neighborhood and saying, I want to be here with you. And I want to bring you grace. Grace for your brokenness. The other gift that He brings is truth. We like to think about truth and what truth is. Well, in the Bible and in the story of Jesus, truth is not an abstract idea. It's not a set of propositions. It's not a treatise that's in a book. It's not a set of doctrines or any of that. Truth is wrapped up in a person. And the person is Jesus. Jesus is utterly true. And He comes to be in relationship with us. He comes to bring us into relationship with God. That's the gift that He brings. And the truth is that you and I need that kind of God. We need the kind of God who will be with us. And we have all different kinds of ideas. You may be here tonight and you don't even believe in God. You know, that doesn't rattle God. It's okay. But I want you to know that the Jesus that we talk about, the Jesus that is at the center of the Christmas story, the one that's born as a fragile little baby in the manger, that Jesus comes to seek you out. And not just you, but me and every one of us. To be in relationship. To bring His grace and truth. The other thing that this little text that we read tonight tells us is it tells us something about who we are. Because Jesus becomes one of us and He is what humanity is supposed to be. Now what I mean by that is not that everybody's a Palestinian Jew of the first century. But He tells us what it is to be a human being. You know, we have a lot of people telling us what it really is to be a man right now. You know, men are supposed to be, bullies and strong and powerful and, you know, they don't take nothing off of anybody. It's interesting, however, that Jesus reveals a different kind of person who's gentle and kind, who doesn't build walls and keep people out. He, in fact, breaks down walls. He crosses over barriers and He includes people. To be truly human is to reach out and include everyone. To say, you count. If there's one thing I would like you to know tonight, is that in the eyes of God, the God who is like Jesus, you count. You matter. Doesn't matter what I think or you think or anybody else thinks. You matter to God. He loves you and He enters into life with you because He is truly human. And He invites you to be in relationship with Him with all the good, the bad, and the ugly. Now, I know that most of you are probably a lot better persons than I am. But there's a lot of bad and ugly in Bill. And I am forever grateful that the God revealed in Jesus comes not only to embrace me, but to help me become good. And that's what I want. I want to be a better husband. I want to be a better father. I want to be a better friend. I want to be a better pastor. I just want to be a better human being. And what I've discovered over the last 55 years is that Jesus helps me along the path because He's moved into my neighborhood. He knows my pain. He knows your pain. Some of you are here tonight and you think everything keeps going wrong. Everything keeps going wrong in my family. Where is God in the midst of it? The story of Jesus says that God is right here in the midst of it with us to redeem and to reconcile. I read something today that struck me. This writer said, God is good and God is love. Life happens, but redemption is coming. There's another word for life happens, and you can kind of fill that in. Life happens, but redemption is coming. In 1 John chapter 2, we read, the darkness is passing, and the true light is already shining. It's shining because God in the person of Jesus has moved into the neighborhood. Wherever we are, whatever time it is for us, God has moved into our neighborhood.
True.
And the light is shining. Every Christmas, we have this candlelight service, and we light the candles that you're holding, and we sing Silent Night because that light is shining. So I'm going to ask Anna and the rest of the staff to come on up. Anna's going to light her candle from the Christ candle. And then she's going to light the candles of Gabriel and Sarah. And then they're going to pass their way. If you don't have a candle, raise your hand. The ushers have some extras. Okay. And when they light the candle, when you light the candle, what I'd like you to do is to allow them to hold the candle upright and you light your candle from that candle so the wax doesn't drip onto the chairs or your nice new clothes. And the same thing as you pass it down the aisle. And then after a few minutes, we're going to begin singing Silent Night. Jesus is the true light who came into the world, who is still coming into the world and shining into the world. And the darkness cannot put it out. No matter what darkness we experience, no matter where we are, the light still shines. And one of the ways it shines into the darkness of the world is we carry the light of Christ with us. So I invite you as you go out tonight, and you blow out these candles and you put them in the basket when you leave, don't blow out the light that is in your life through Jesus. Let it shine. Let it shine in the darkness. Let His grace and His truth emanate from you for every person. Merry Christmas.